Welcome to episode 52 of Anime and Us. I'm DJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Episode 54, by the way.
Whatever, 54, 52. It's all the same at this point.
We got Category V last week, or last episode, I should say. I guess we both messed up. And we got Virus Buster Surge, known in Japan simply as Virus, which I think is a better name.
Like it matters.
Started out as an adventure game on the Sega Saturn.
Really?
And it's been various other games, light novel series, and then, you know, TV show that we watched.
This is a series based on a game, huh?
And the anime series came out in 1997, which it feels dated. I mean, obviously, just by looking at it.
1997?
Yeah, 97.
Oh, I thought it said copyright 2001.
No. Well, I mean, maybe in the American audience, but it came out in 97.
Oh, that makes more sense, because I thought it was one of those Galaxy Railway situations where it was, looks like it's made in the 90s, made in the early 2000s.
No, even before just now, I looked it up earlier, and I read into it, and it was 97.
I mean, it felt old.
Yeah, everything about it felt old.
Yeah, well.
And it's terrible, don't watch it.
It is pretentious garbage.
It's pretentious, but it's not even at the pretentious level of, like, annoyingly.
No.
Like it's not Galaxy Railways' pretentious level. It's still pretentious.
It reminded me of a mix between the Galaxy Railways and that Eerie one that we watched, that other sci-fi one based on the movie.
For me, it's a mix between A Ghost in the Shell, Galaxy Railways, and Power Rangers.
Well, there's different, definitely Power Rangers in there. I don't agree with Ghost in the Shell.
They get their own suits and everything.
But Ghost in the Shell was way more complex.
Yeah, no, see, when I say pulls from Ghost in the Shell, I think it attempts to be a Ghost in the Shell, and it fails miserably.
It's possible, but then again, when was that Ghost in the Shell movie out? I mean, I know it was
old. Ghost in the Shell, I believe, was out way before that. But Sega Saturn, was that 80s?
Sega Saturn was 90s.
Anyway, I'm pretty certain it's trying to be this profound experience like Ghost in the Shell.
It wasn't. Didn't work at all. Failed on that level. But it wasn't like, it was just boring, average.
Yeah. Very boring.
Very average.
The fighting scenes weren't great. The art was bad. But I mean, the art was bad, but usually when we're talking about older animes, I have to rate it to the art of its time.
Right, me too.
And if I do that, it's still f***ing god-awful because Dragon Ball Z was around back then. Cowboy Bebop was around back then. There's a lot of animes around back then that were decent.
This was poor. But if you look at all the very serious anime, they were all kind of drawn like this too.
Maybe, but either way, it's still terrible.
I'm not saying it's good.
I felt like I was gonna have a seizure anytime there was a computer screen or a TV screen anywhere near the our viewpoint.
I didn't know,
because it's flashing white over and over again.
It is flashing
white. I get a lot of the techie, futuristic, dystopia type animes do that, especially back in the day. But f*** me, is it terrible?
Yeah, and even the future stuff was not future stuff.
Yeah, I actually one of the first things I wanted to mention and I forgot about was that, like, they're answering phones, but like just slimmer phones from the 90s. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. Because apparently it takes place in, like, 2092 or some shit like that. And they're still using corded phones. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Terrible. Yeah, it was clearly something that was thought for the future, but not super well done.
Really thought of it.
There wasn't, like, any original ideas.
There was no one there who had any vision of what the future actually would be. It was just like, hey, I want to write an anime in the future.
That is supposed to be a very slow-paced setting, and we want it to be profound, but it's not.
Well, I guess I should say this. Premise.
Yeah, premise. I guess the basic premise of the show is you're a part of this government organization similar to Ghost in the Shell that handles don't really know what, but they seem to, at least in what they show us, they handle this virus that is attacking humans from, but they're aliens. It's an alien virus.
Kind of.
That's the only thing they've responded to, but maybe they do more, who knows? And the organization is called STAND. What does that stand for? Who the f*** knows, because they don't tell you.
Don't they tell you in the opening?
Nope.
Because I know every time in the opening, they go through this whole spiel about the different
things.
The
government,
things. I mean, I skip it every time, but.
Yeah, it was kind of deep.
I'm trying to think of where the virus.
What are the suits called? I just don't tip my tongue. I forget what. So like their suits are called something special, and then
they're the Power Ranger suits.
Yeah, but like they're called something special, and like there's a bunch of things going on, but they don't explain any of it.
No.
You just have to pick it up, and like you don't need to word it out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But give me some breadcrumbs.
There's a lot of forced drama in this too.
Yeah.
Like there's like two main girl protagonists in this.
And the proportions, not just on the girls, but the guys, too, just weird.
This reminded me of Fist of the North Star.
Yeah,
that's what they're reminding me. It's drawn. I didn't like
the girls were overly busty for no reason.
Well, was the little girl overly
busty? Overly busty for her frame, but not to the point where like, oh my god,
because you know you have the adult sexy one with the big breasts, yeah, and then you have the lolly one, and then all the guys are all muscle bound and like
all their arms and legs, and this is for all of them, are just too long
and too thin, and they have 10 packs.
I mean, that is a thing, but it's very rare.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost disgusting a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, it's creepy and slimy the way it's drawn.
But anyway, back to the forest drama. Like, there's in one episode where the main girl, who turns out to be almost the main protagonist in it. Yes. But she has an old boyfriend.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's working in an underwater.
This whole episode's all about this, and it's just like, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's about their relationship and fighting this virus, and at the end, he dies. And then the next episode,
he doesn't want to let her go.
Yeah, and the next episode, dealing with none of those consequences
ever. No, ever.
I mean, there are a few episodes that connect,
yeah,
towards later that continue the story. Because once you get to like episode 8, it's just a long stream of,
yeah, it's like one little arc.
Yeah,
but it, I mean, that's a terrible way to put it because it's not good.
It's only 12 episodes.
Oh, by the way, I watched all of it this morning. Because I forgot to watch it until late last night, and I was really tired. So I went to sleep and woke up and watched it.
Oh, so it's fresh in your mind.
Oh, it's painfully fresh.
The day we spun the wheel for it, the day I watched it.
So it's been a week for him. It's been like 2 hours for me.
It was only 12 episodes, so it was like freaking out.
I completely forgot about it.
I went home and like I marathoned it to get it over with.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd done that.
Yeah, you always wait till the last minute.
Not always, but usually.
Mostly.
Yeah.
And you always regret it.
Man, it's just, this one was bad.
It was bad.
There's nothing in it that's good.
It was bad.
I mean, I can't find one redeeming quality.
But it wasn't last week.
What was last week? Yeah.
Unbreakable Machine Doll.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
And
that was, like, offendedly bad. Yeah. You know, like, I feel offended after watching that. This is just like, I really wish I had spent my time doing anything else.
All right. So it was Unbreakable Machine Doll. And then before that, we had the Stupid Archery one. Yeah, we had a string of bad ones so far. After Sorcerer Stabber's Orphan, we got like Bam Bam Bam. Mm-hmm. So,
just one of my eyeballs are bleeding.
So, yeah, so there's...
Voice acting was bad, all of it.
Yeah.
The writing,
well,
the music wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, it wasn't great.
The writing was just basic sci-fi futuristic stuff.
Yeah.
You set it in the future, you get some, like, uncontrollable big bad that's affecting the entire world, making it dystopian, and then you have an organization that's fighting against it.
Also, Neo-Hong Kong. Any book or type of story or anime or whatever it is that does a Neo in the future, I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I never understood what Neo had to do with
it. I'm pretty sure, I might be completely wrong on this, this is just what I assume it is that Neo is like, they destroyed Hong Kong in one way or another, and they rebuilt it, so it's Neo Hong Kong. I don't know. That's just what I assumed it was.
I guess I just don't know.
But I want to blow my f***ing brains out.
I guess I just don't know what Neo means.
Yeah, I think it means different things in even different contexts, like a neo-Nazi versus neo-Tokyo probably mean two different things.
Still don't know what it means.
Neither do I, okay. But I'm assuming they mean two different things. Maybe we'll look that up later, but probably not.
Well, like, after I edit this 7 years from now and I come across this and I'm like, oh yeah, we for some we were going to do that. Then I'll come back 17 episodes later and then we do it.
That's a distinct possibility.
Yeah.
Man, this one's rough.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to it. I mean, it is Power Rangers. There's three guys and two girls.
All their suits are different colors.
Yeah, three guys, two girls. They're all they don't have different ethnicities, but they all have different color hair to tell them apart. Their personalities are practically the same, so...
God.
At least the guys are. Mm. And then you have the one main guy who is like a clone of a doctor or something who can only use the most powerful of the suits and whatever.
That was obviously preloaded for the first episode, so you just jump in it.
And then they add the boss character, Raven, for no reason because he's just there to be mysterious and add tension when there's no need for it.
He's got all the answers to everything, but he never gives them out.
Uh-huh.
He knows everything. And he's gives orders.
And he's kind of a dick and...
Kind of definitely.
For no reason at all. It's like it's a lot of the problems would be solved if you just explained what was going on. But no.
It's just bad.
And there's a few weird concepts in it too. Like Raven, the main boss guy, has a girlfriend that is like a computer program.
Yeah.
And
they sort of build a body for her or whatever, and the alien virus gets in there, sort of.
Build a body for her?
Yeah.
No. When?
Towards the end.
That was a flashback.
Was it a flashback? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that was, they showed you how she died and got put into, like, the computer system or whatever.
Wasn't Serge there? Didn't Serge show up at the end?
Serge was there, but he was a different person. He was a scientist, and they cloned him.
Stop giving from a shit, then. That's about where I checked
Why out. Is it that you watch this literally, like, probably... Because
that's exactly where I checked out.
Like, half an hour ago, and I remember from a week ago.
That's where I checked out. I do remember distinctly them talking about how there's, like, multiple surges. And in the one episode, he was like, I fought myself countless times. Something like that.
Something stupid. Like, and then there's the whole other trope that I've been getting to see with these animes. That, you know, there's this organization that's fighting a thing. And eventually, it gets broken up. And they all have to go on the run. And
That's fairly tropey, yeah.
Yeah, very tropey. And it's not done well. It's kind of crap.
Well, this one wasn't, that's for sure.
And then one of their group leader, not the actual organization leader, betrays them, and he's working for the government, and he doesn't really betray them, he's really their friend, and it's all just crap.
It's just not good. Stop making bad shit, please.
Well,
I want to stop watching it.
This was 1997.
I don't give a damn.
So, I think...
stop making bad shit in the past.
Hopefully they've made better stuff since then. I don't know if we... I know there's only one, consistent group that we watch, like, company that works, because I know we watch a lot of Bones stuff.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of Bones, but Bones is just like the people that do the art for it.
No, I got you. But that's the only company that I know that we've seen.
We've done multiples of others, just not as many as Bones. We've done a lot of Bones.
Yeah, we've done a lot of Bones. But so much of it, I know the name. I see the name Bones, and I mean, recognize it.
There's a couple big ones, studios that do it, and then there's a bunch of little ones that are trying to make a name for themselves.
Right. But I mean, like, there's really nothing else. Because I went through Bones' page of what they've done, and we did a good, decent amount of them, so...
Yeah, they probably make, like, one a year, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, they did Ungo and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it was... But, like, I don't recognize any of these other ones that we do.
Yeah, especially not the older ones. A lot of those studios probably closed up.
Yeah, possible.
Alright, so I think we bled this one long enough, even though it's only 14 minutes.
Yeah, we still gotta... This is the rough part. We have to go for at least 20?
No, we don't. It says who?
Says me, because it's like a typical standard.
All right, so we're not spinning the wheel for next episode.
We're not done with this yet,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we're done. It's fucking gone.
No, we're not. There's still one thing
rating
we need.
Three.
There is a rating, so you're giving
what
it
was
a...
What was the previous one?
That's where I was getting into. So, you're giving it a 3?
Okay, 3-4.
I don't think it's that bad.
You couldn't pay me to watch it again.
No, but, I mean, maybe a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's 3 bad, though.
It's close.
It's average.
It's
boring.
It's not average. It's worse than average. Not by much, but it's worse than average.
Yeah, what's yourself 4?
Average would be 5 out of 10.
5 is average.
Okay,
so
I see
4.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's blowing.
Anyway, what was before?
Beautiful Joe, another video game one, which was that Saturday morning.
Do you know what score I gave it?
It was worse than this.
Was it? I'd rather watch Beautiful Joe.
No, you wouldn't. I'm telling you right now, you would not want to rather watch Beautiful Joe. You just, this one's just so
it's
fresh.
It's too fresh.
It's too fresh
the
in your mind.
It's so real.
I remember that review of Beautiful Joe and how angry you were.
Well, we'll leave that up to fate.
Yeah, up to fate. You can't keep your anime straight. That's what.
What score do you give it? 4?
4.
All right, that makes sense.
Because I think we gave Beautiful Joe a 1.
Really?
Yeah, it was as bad as 801 TTS Airbat.
Wow.
Yeah, because remember there was no...
I remember being bad.
There was no story to it. There was...
Just new fight.
It was 24 episodes, too.
Of no story.
Yeah.
That's rough. If it was 12 episodes, it probably wouldn't have been as bad.
And it was voice acted so bad. Drawn so bad. It was a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yes, it was.
And it was so terrible.
I think I might have blocked some of that out of my
mind. Well, you tend to do that from week to week. I'm surprised you remember anything, honestly, at this point.
All right, now we're at 60 minutes. We're done. So, we would be spinning the wheel for Category W.
Yeah, but I decided to change it up and cash in my other pick.
So he's going to pick. But I'm going to spin the wheel to see what we would have gotten if I can fucking click the thing properly. So if he wasn't picking it, we would get... Oh, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
It would have been Shaw's choice.
I would have picked the same thing, though.
Yeah. What is X? Why was X in that wheel?
That's an anime.
We're on W, though.
I don't know why, but it was there.
I think you went down to the next category. Maybe. Other, and X put it in there.
Maybe.
That's,
X is an anime,
because you kind of just highlight everything, and then you go straight down, and you probably went down to the next letter. Because there is no reason why X is in there. I'm glad I chose it, and you didn't disrupt the wheel.
That would have been funny. Didn't corrupt the sanctity of the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. We already screwed up the wheel before, and I'm regretting it. I regret it to this day.
What?
The you never put in the second season of the Toramori Princess.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm happy I didn't.
Yeah.
Why do you regret that?
Because it is the most... It's the most downloaded episode we have. It has 86 downloads. Nothing else comes close to it.
From a business standpoint, he's upset.
it's oh guys, literally 10 times more downloads than anything else we have.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going
to watch? Oh, I'm sorry. Witch Hunter Robin.
Witch Hunter Robin. That's what we're going to watch next episode.
Yeah, we're going to do Witch Hunter Robin.
All right, guys.
Yeah, I guess that's close enough.
Have a good one.
Talk to you later. Bye.